You know, one of the more interesting accusations that inkwells receive, and men more broadly, if they haven't been very successful with women, is that the lack of success is what sort of spurs on their so-called misogyny, which is to say, men in such cases don't like women because they're just not very successful with women in general overall. Now, on the face of it, this argument seems to hold some water. There have been studies and surveys conducted, and it does seem to be the case that men who are quote-unquote more successful with women tend to have more positive attitudes towards women. But I thought it might be worth considering and examining some of these claims and some of these notions, because although it is potentially true that a lack of success with whatever it might be, it doesn't need to be women, can breed resentment and a sense of antagonism, it doesn't have to necessarily be the case. Now, there are studies, as I've said, that show that attitudes towards women tend to vary between men based on their relative success with women. Now, broadly speaking, a lot of these studies just show what we already know, such as the women are wonderful effect, which is pretty known to most of you, I imagine, but basically the perception that women are just more pleasant and, generally speaking, better human beings. That's the women are wonderful effect. And of course, amongst women, you have this in-group bias, which is well documented. This bias that women have towards their own group, their own in-group, that is, women, is 4.5 times higher, according to some studies, than the preferences that men might have for their own group. But let's get to the crux of this issue. It's claimed, according to some studies and surveys and people in general, that the reason why men have negative or nasty attitudes towards women is because they're just not very successful. Now, in some of these surveys, it's very interesting, or studies, it's stated that men who have more sex with the women tend to have more positive associations with women. And here's the thing I really want to examine here, the crux of the issue, if you will. It all comes down to what you regard as positive feelings, right? If positive feelings simply come down to you like to stick your pee-pee in the vajayjay and blow your load, well, I guess in that sense, maybe everyone is right. By definition, an inkwell is not getting laid, and him not getting laid would prevent him from quote-unquote having positive associations with women. And likewise, Chad, who's constantly boinking women, must have some very positive associations with women. But here's the thing I don't really get. Positive associations with women does not mean that you like women, that you like hanging out with women, or that you even enjoy exchanges with women. Specifically and strictly in this context, all it means is you like copulating with women. That's your positive association. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the greatest lamentations of womankind is that men use them for sex, that men use them to copulate, that men use them as basically cum rags. Most women will say they don't want to be used exclusively for their bodies and exclusively for the purposes of coitus. Now, once you throw that wrench into this equation, things become a little bit more complicated because, like I said, the desire to have sex, whether you're executing on that desire or not, is something separate from your appreciation of the person as a whole. So nominally, on the surface, sure, an inkwell might be quote-unquote misogynistic because he's not getting laid, and Chad might quote-unquote not be misogynistic and love women because he's screwing women, you know, 7 times a week. That's entirely possible, but it doesn't really get down to the nuts and bolts of the argument. As always, gentlemen, the devil is in the details. I find this question fascinating because this is going to be all anecdotal from here on out because we don't have studies to attest to this, but I can tell you from my own many, many observations over many decades of life, interactions with both men and women, I can tell you 100% that I have known Chads and Chad Lights who've had copious amounts of success with women, i.e., they've gotten their pee-pee wet many times. They stuck their pee-pees in many vajayjays, and many of them didn't seem to have very quote-unquote positive associations with women. And I think we can actually look at a very extreme example in the contemporary sense right now. Andrew Tate. Now, Andrew Tate is not a traditional Chad or Chadlite, but he certainly has status max, so to speak. Andrew Tate is popular and wealthy and we know he has multiple children, allegedly, at least that's what he claims. He certainly has had many, many experiences with women of carnal nature. And if you were to look at Andrew Tate, would you say that he has positive associations with women? Because that's the argument being made here. Men who have carnal success with women on a more regular basis have more positive associations with women and actually like their company. That's the implication, right? I don't think Andrew Tate, or his brother Tristan, for that matter, particularly like women. In fact, if you believe the rumors, and who knows, I don't think it's ever been verified, that he's basically running a kind of operation employing women to do certain types of, how should we say, activities, that's the opposite of an indication that he, quote unquote, respects women and likes them in any real human sense. Obviously, it's an extreme example. But I have known, like I said, Chads and Chad Lights, not many because Chads are rare, but a bunch of Chad Lights who had plenty of success with women. They were in long-term committed relationships. And frequently, they would tell me, they would complain to me, look, I like blinking her, she's hot, but I hate just about everything else. I hate talking to her. I don't like putting up with her nonsense. I don't like putting up with her demands. It's annoying. She's crazy. This, that, and the third, right? So you listen to this, and quite the opposite of the impression you're supposed to get according to studies, surveys, and claims. No, these men don't really like hanging out with the women. They don't like the personhood of the women. What they like is the woman is hot and they get to stick their pee-pee inside the woman. Again, most women, at least nominally, they claim that, don't want to simply be used as carnal objects. So this is where the rubber meets the road. I don't think negative feelings or perceptions of women are necessarily linked simply to having a lack of intercourse with the women. Unless you want to reduce it down to just that, yes, you like women because you like having sex with them. I don't think that accounts for the totality of a person. There are plenty of men I like a lot that I consider almost brothers, that I have a lot in common with, that I appreciate as people, although I have absolutely no desire to have intercourse with them. That's really what I'm talking about here. If you want to spend time with someone, talk to them, have interesting conversational exchanges, engage in hobbies, activities, engage in sport, go hiking, that sort of thing, that would tell me much more readily that you like the person on the whole, as opposed to merely saying you like to stick your thing in the hole. And I don't frankly see a huge difference when I observe people, when I talk to them, between men with almost no success to middling success to a ton of success when it comes to their actual appreciation of the feminine being, of women, of talking to them, of having exchanges with them. Most of them find it very taxing, annoying, and stressful. And when they're in long-term relationships, this is when it comes to the fore the strongest, they make that very, very clear in the moments they're allowed to, obviously. And I've been on the receiving end of many such conversations, as I've said, where it's very clear that, yeah, the guy likes boinking the chick, but let's be honest, he doesn't really like the chick as a person. Now, obviously, it is possible. Some men also like the personalities of their wives or girlfriends and the women that they're together with. Certainly the case. But broadly speaking, the claim that having sex with lots of women equates to liking women and, quote unquote, not being misogynistic is pretty silly all in all. Now, for better or worse, there's certain social guardrails, preventative measures that prevent men from speaking honestly about what they think about women, right? Because let's be honest, it is super, super taboo to say, well, I don't really actually like hanging out with women. I don't really enjoy their personalities, their tastes, their interests. If you were to say that publicly, say at a job, right, you would be fired in all likelihood. You would certainly be ostracized within friend circles. If you said, well, I don't really like hanging out with women. I prefer hanging out with my guy friends. Women do X, Y, and Z. And they kind of annoy me, and I'm just not very interested in that. And I don't have a lot in common with them. That would garner you almost certainly shunning and would be ostracized by your friend group as well if they're a bunch of normies. So it's not like, to add some fuel to the fire, men participating in certain surveys or studies are necessarily going to be honest, because let's keep it a buck. You cannot be honest about your feelings about all kinds of things in the current day and time. And you certainly can't be honest about your feelings concerning women. You can't say, well, I don't really think I have a lot in common with women. I don't really enjoy their company. If you were to just say, I mean, very bluntly, upfront, say, look, what I like about women is I like their holes or something, or what I like about women is I like copulating with women. I mean, you can say that, but that is going to merit you a lot of blowback, almost certainly. Possible firing from the job, possible rejection within friend groups or what have you. Of course, if you are a Chad, you could say that and women would still be interested in you, right? I mean, obviously, looks are going to play a massive role here. But broadly speaking, even if you're just a Chad light or a normal guy and you make a claim like that, sure. So I don't think it holds a lot of traction. I think that the desire to have sex with women, to copulate with them, is almost wholly independent from your attitude and your perception and your feelings about women in their entirety, you know, their personalities, their interests, their mannerisms. It has nothing to do with that. And the proof is in the pudding. Anyway, as always, thank you for tuning in. Any special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon, my generous donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel simply could not exist. Thank you so much. And if you can hit the bell icon, like the video, share the video, comment, be much appreciated. My channel is heavily shadow banned these days, and every little bit helps. Thank you so much. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out next time. Until then, may the gods watch over you. Goodbye for now.
If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.